Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
The sound of children playing. Something about hearing children laughing and playing has a way of bringing us joy. When was the last time you played? No children, no work, just stopped and took the time to tap into your inner joy. You're never too old to play. Successful people value their playtime. That's why Divine Arts Productions presents PLAY. Purposefully loving and appreciating you. A weekend specially designed with you in mind to help tap into the big kid inside. There'll be dancing, music, video games, pool parties, fireworks, and so much more. To register, go to iwillplay.org. That's iwillplay.org. Give yourself the gift of having fun. I will play, and I will see you there.
Take a little shortbread, fudgy nut bar. How many treats? Take a little shortbread, fudgy nut bar. How many treats in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Yeah.
I know to compare with pure imagination. Living there, you'll be free if you truly wish to be. If you wanna be.
It's time to let out the inner child. It's playtime. It's time to have a playful experience with Ambassador Sofero. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Life is good, it's getting better, and I've been given a special opportunity to gate crash or play crash. I guess that's what you call it. No, when it's playtime, you just go on the playground and just come in. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome the host of Playtime Experience, Ambassador Sofero. How are you doing, Ambassador?
I'm doing excellent day, and I'm very, very happy to be back here and have returned to Life Conversations platform after how many years hiatus? Wow. I am certainly just...
Last time you did a show, I had Lux. I know that long. I know that much. I had a whole lot of Lux. Now it's clean. So I can tell you that.
Well, that's great. Yes. So I am totally enamored to be back here to do the play experience. The play experience is an opportunity for us to join the movement and get in the footing of purposely loving and appreciating you. And how we do that is just how we do it. We fit in. We get in where we fit in. We feel from a place of the heart space. This piece that's behind us, incidentally, is called heart, simply heart, dealing with the heart chakra, the heart chakra, being the place where we feel from, where we embrace from, where the liquid love resides. And that's what we are all about right here and right now in the play experience. It's about opening the door for you to see what is in store. Don't get me started, because you know I'm about to go. You already knew when you heard me. You're like, oh. Start rhyming, but you know, it's in my blood. It's in my bloodstream. It's in my cells. And in this space, I just want to say thank you for the introduction and paving the way as you have held it down in my absence. And I am so, 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 so thankful. And I do see Celeste on. And it's always like number one in the queue. Go, Celeste, go. Mm-hmm. And I see a few other people in, and I'm just happy that this is a nice playtime for us. And I want to say nice. That reminds me of my dad, so I had to bring him in. Because everything was nice, according to him. Nicely. This is going to be a fun time. I want that any...
Okay, we're losing you.
Anything that they... Today,
okay.
What they want to see on... One of the things about this show... we.
Okay. I don't know if it's just me, but you're going in and out. I don't know if the listeners are getting the same thing. Because sometimes, yeah, sometimes, you know, but it's like your phone is going in and out.
Oh, okay.
Are you there? Okay. All right, get closer to the phone. You know how we do. People got to get close.
Let's try.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's see if we can try this one. I think this one might be just a tad bit better.
Yeah, that's
how
a little
that,
bit
how
yeah, that's better. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that's better. We can feel you more. Okay, go ahead. All
right. All right. So that's what we do here at Life Conversations. We just fill it in. If it doesn't work, we try something else. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I'm just happy to be here. And as I said, it's one of these times and one of these moments where if you feel that there's something that you want to cover, that you want to have on the show, I am very much open because this is your playtime just as much as mine.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. We welcome you in the chat room, Pam. Teresa's in the chat room. She said, yay! Hello, lovely Obasa. And she's running to you real slow and trying to, you know that like a commercial, this is slow motion, get ready, she's about to touch you, and she is sliding there, grab her, spin her around.
Oh, you on purpose. Oh, wow, you on purpose, Teresa. Thank you for that welcome back. Mm. Big hug to you, too. I am so happy to be back, and I was thinking about all my friends, and I said, I wonder if they're going to come and play with me. So I'm glad to see that you did. Yay!
Mm-hmm. And I hope they brought their marbles. We got Tamara in the house as well. We have Celeste in the house, as you said. And Teresa shared the show. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Tamara, for sharing the show. We appreciate you because that's what play is about. You know, we share the gift. We go around and, you know, sometimes you may be walking by and say, well, that looks like a nice, fun playground. Let me go hang out there. But before we jump into all of that, you know, I just want, you know, this is your first time back. And I think this is a new moon, right? So it's a new moon, new show on Life Conversations Radio, the Playtime Experience for Ombassa Safira. So, Ombassa, what does it feel like now to actually be hosting your show? Actually, let me ask you this. I'm going to ask you this question. And so before we really jump, let me ask you this question. Are you nervous? You thought I was going to ask something else, didn't you? Are you nervous?
Yeah, I have the butterflies. I do.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel new. I feel like it's a new moment. I am. I'm pensive, you know, as well, because I'm looking at all of my friends and I'm saying, oh, God, I wonder what they want to play. I wonder what they want to do. I wonder what they want to talk about. So I do want to invite, you know, Celeste and Pam and Teresa to join us on the phone and talk to us and play with us, because it is about really tapping into how we really feeling at this moment. For me, I'm feeling like I'm on purpose. I feel like I'm purposely loving and appreciating myself enough to step forward and in this movement. And I feel that the events, the things that have been planned, the work that has been poured into everything is very purposeful. And I'm what you feel in the pensiveness is it's a lot of thankfulness. It's a lot of joy. You know, that I've come to this space to be here, to step back into the onto the platform of life conversation. You know, because you know and I know how important this was in 1999 when we talked about it for 8 hours straight on the phone. And you want to talk about a life conversation. Now, this is what we really used to have. We used to have it. And it was nothing to be on the phone for 8 hours straight talking about life. And this was when this came up with how important it was to have people to come into the living room, wherever the living room was, whether it was a forum in a venue or to a workshop at a conference, children or adults. It started out as that, you know, just people talking about life issues, challenges, opportunities. And, you know, for me, it's just always been in my heart to listen. I've always loved to listen more than I love to talk. And so, you know, what you feel for me is I love engagement. I love partnership. I love people being right there saying, you know, I'll, you know, this or that, or, and you feedback and then you give, and then it's almost like the waves going in and out. That kind of conversation to me is a communication orgasm. And so for me, what we talked about way back then is here today, and it's alive and it's kicking, and it's, and, you know, I say it's still a baby because that's my mother instinct, and you say it's a teenager, and so we were varying on that piece. We're varying on that piece, but I'm still holding it close because I missed out on a few years of it.
Well, I actually said as a young adult, you know, like a young adult, kind of find its way down to move into
the
apartment.
You put but I feel like you put the big people clothes in it. But that's okay where we are with it. Is that we are, and I know that, you know, I am really feeling the whole idea of playing. And as you said, I heard your show the other day, and you were saying that. It's not so much, it is about playing, because playing releases the endorphins. It releases you from being so staunch and, you know, everything, oh, I'm worried about this, or I'm taking care of that, or I have to be focused on this or that. And now there's time for all of that. But then there's time for that to stay in the moment. The real time for me is to be in the moment, to embrace the moment, to allow the moment to take you wherever the moment is to take you, you know. And it's so, I was looking at my, no, I didn't have to look at my book. It came up for me, a piece in my book is trusting the will of God is the sole source of our freedom. And the soul, S-O-L-E, S-O-U-L, source of our freedom. How can we be free until we trust the moment? We give you trust the process that we're going through, you know. And so this for me is a step forward. It is me coming out of the box. No, I didn't rehearse anything. I didn't plan anything, because it was, for me, on the playground, there's nothing to plan. You don't plan when you go to the playground. You just go to the playground and see what's up. Okay, what's up on the playground? Who's going to be there? I don't know who's going to be there. Oh, Celeste is here. Teresa's here. Hey, Pam is here. Yay! You know, I am totally just happy with who. It could have been two people on the pick. Monique's here. Mo Love's here. Margaret's here. Mama Margie's here. Everybody's here on the playground. What are we going to do now? Oh, she has that over there. Let's go over there and play with that. Oh, I don't feel like playing that no more. Let's go over here. So it's a moment-to-moment process. We're here, and we know that we are here. So what are we going to do? Who are we going to be? How are we going to be? I feel like being free. What do you want to do? You know, it's all about that. And that feeling that we grab when we're there and we're present with ourselves is the freedom that can get create anything that we decide that we want to co-create with Most High. Because, again, it's trusting the will of God. It's the sole source of our freedom. And that's where I am with play, purposely loving, appreciating you. I was saying the other day that the you is the you that you see in the mirror. The mirror, when you look into the eyes of your own soul, when you speak to that person, that entity, that source, that peace of God, when you look at that and you say, wow, or whoa, whichever one comes up for you at the moment, you know. yes, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it in my heart. I am so enamored. I'm so overjoyed to be here. I feel the presence of the oneness of the Most High. I feel it in the love. I feel it in the heart of everyone right here present. even in the arts class. Yes, you, right here, present. It's all on purpose so that we can truly purposefully love and appreciate you.
And it's such a simple thing, you know. That your song, though, well, the song that you're coming with, George Skourolis, by the way, to find out more about him, his website address is evzonemusic.com. E-V, that's Echo Victor, zonemusic.com. And part of there's a line there which says, there's no life that I know that compares to pure imagination. But for some reason, as adults, we forget about that imaginative self. We disregard it and we don't think it's important. We say, oh, I'm just daydreaming. And you talked about freedom, and there's something about freedom. It's so simple, it's so real. But somehow, I think there's a part of us that knows that if we allow ourselves as adults to play, we're going to be so free and we're going to reveal something that we've been hiding. So we've got to hold it together. But this whole thing about play for adults is very, very important. You know, I think too many people, well, I won't say too many people because I didn't do my own research, but I just what I feel and sense, it's, as adults, we find it challenging to just be free, and then we got to go to a retreat to find out how to be free. We got to read a book to find out how to be free. We got to Google it, and what does it mean to be free? But when we see a four-year-old, a six-year-old, a two-year-old, they don't have to think about it. They show up as freedom. I mean, they imagine, they got their imaginative friend, they talk, and we say, look at that child talking to himself. Look at that child. But it's like they're the one that more tapped in. We're the one that's confused. While all of us are walking around with multiple personalities. It's like, be quiet, I'm at work. Be quiet, I'm on the bus. Be quiet, I'm in the car. Shh. Wait till we get home. It's like, no, I don't want to wait till we get home. I want to talk now. I'm glad I get to release mine on my show. But anyway.
And you get to release it here too. You come back and release this, okay? I'm a very
appreciative
of you releasing it on this show too. I absolutely would love to hear from Mo Love and Margaret and Tam and Celeste and Teresa about how they're feeling about, and you know, just purposely loving for themselves. How much they think.
Let's challenge the silent listeners, this guy's as guest, to step into the number 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. When was the last time you played? When was the last time you played with yourself and you had a good time and you sweat and you felt free? Share your story, 347-426-3346, and make sure you press 1. I know my mama plays all the time. She plays, she can't even go to bed. She's like, I can't go to bed, I'm going to miss out on this phone. You don't want to miss out.
Absolutely. And Mo Love, I want Mo Love on here because I really want her to share her experiences with the play events, the tasters that we've been having. And, you know, I've been sharing with people about the particular one in Piedmont Park. And how it was a phenomenal experience of freedom and being in the moment. And I, you know, that, as I said, my story is, and just in case you haven't heard it, in starting this movement called Play, last summer I was sitting and I was meditating, and I knew there was a call for me to do something in Jekyll Island. And I didn't know what. So I reserved a space in February, but I'm still in heavy event. So I'm wondering, okay, well, what do people need? Because I've been doing events since 1987. And there's always a reason why I'm doing a particular event. And always when I do an event, it's always a challenge for me in that moment to be and to embrace whatever that name that was given to that piece or that event. And so this was obviously no different. And so, but I didn't have anything. see. And, of course, I'd gone through a period. My dad passed. I was very sudden. It was, you know, very dramatic for me, even as someone who is in touch, so to say. it was different when it's, you know, when it's different. That's the only thing I got to say about that. So I was at a point where there was a numb period that I had been going through, among a lot of other emotional things. And so I got to a point last summer where I reserved the space in Jekyll Island, which is very near and dear to my heart. And I held on, and I couldn't figure out what am I going to do there? So I said, well, okay, what do people need? Creator, question for you. What do people need? So what I hear back is, what do you need? And when I heard that, I laughed because it's always something. I created has a wonderful sense of humor. And so I said, okay, I need to have fun. I need to play. And so I started feeling that, and that's where it started evolving from. I started feeling it in my heart, okay, well, what does that feel like? Well, how does that work, you know? Okay, after doing years and years of natural healing and energy healing and spiritual healing and, you know, all of those different things, and now, oh, I'm supposed to play? Okay. And then it came for me purposely loving, appreciating you. And it started coming around to me how that looks, how playing frees you up when you're laughing. It's the same as when you're crying in terms of the impact of freedom and release that you get. Indeed, when you're laughing, it's the endorphins that you're releasing and putting yourself on, and you're on a natural high. And so it's like, wow, oh, yeah, that's healing. Let's do that. Charge, because I'm silly already, and I'm always looking for fun already. So I'm like, ooh, yeah, this is one I could do. Yeah, party time is anytime. Let's do it, people. Okay, where y'all at? You know, so it started there. I said, okay, this is what we're going to do with Jekyll Island. And, of course, I had to find everything that was possible to have at the fall retreat in Jekyll Island in September. This September, I said, wow, okay, I can have this, I can have that. So all of that started coming into play, what we could have at the retreat. And then it started feeling like, wow, we can't wait till the retreat comes. Wait a minute, we need to start doing some fun things now. So a taste of play came into play, and we started doing the taste of play in different places. And trustfully, we'll be continuing week by week by week. We started doing them in June. We did a couple last year. Monique so graciously hosted the first two play event at her house. And those went over in a phenomenal way. And so we are here now. We're open to do them in every city, and let that blaze go through each city, just touching and agreeing. Just a little, it's smoldering now, and now we see a little bit of fire come up, and we want to just connect the dots in all the cities now and connect up to that event in September and go beyond that event in September, because it's not just about the event itself. The events bring the people together and to say yes together. It, the energy of collective consciousness coming in one place to say yes to purposely loving and appreciating you. How powerful can that be in changing the world one person at a time? How powerful can it be in changing the world one family at a time and moving towards one religion at a time and one political party at a time? I mean, how powerful can it really be when you find a blueprint and a way to get free? In every moment, in any moment, and just decide, wow, okay, woo, that's so stressful. I don't think I like that. Okay, what can I do? Okay, I'm going to do what? I'm going to do what I, one thing that I know that I can do right now, and that's breathe. I can breathe in, and I can breathe out. And I can ride that wave because guess what? I'm alive. I have a lot to give thanks for. I have a lot to love myself for and appreciate myself for. And that's where you start. It is a breath at a time. And in doing that, you're in touch. You get in touch. You get to appreciate the moment and you. And anything you feel you want to do, be, or have from that moment can be created. That's why we play. That's why we purposely love and appreciate you. And I know it's a lot of things people probably, what in the world is she sending me on Facebook? I laugh every time I push send because I know it's so different. It is a different path. It's a different road. But a new roads are always good. Change is always good. It's an opportunity to grow all the time. It's the challenges. It's those challenges that are opportunities for growth. And this is no different. Bringing yourself out of the this mindset of I have to do this, I have to do that. Oh my goodness, I'm so worried about this. You know what? He really bothered me when he did that. All of these things, stress kills. Hello, is anybody home? Is stress kills? It's not the cancer. The cancer is from the stress. It's not the heart attack. It's from the stress. The stroke is from the stress. The Alzheimer's is from the stress. So when we talk about healing, you know, I mean, we're talking about healing here. We're talking about healthy lifestyles here. This is where we're moving to. This is what our movement is. And yes, some of the steps are gargantuan, and it's about a willingness to go to the heart space and a willingness to say, what do I really feel in this altar called my heart? What do I feel in this altar called my heart? Am I willing to take the step towards a new and a complete and a beautiful lifetime for myself? Something that's different and more crazy. I always say the crazier the better. How crazy can I get? So come on, come with me. Just come talk to me. Share with me where you are in your life and how you feel about playing right now. Purposefully loving and appreciating you in any way you can. It doesn't matter. You don't have to come play the games with us. You don't have to come and swim or do the recreational sports. All of those things are just tools. They're tools for you to be able to see what your blueprint is. Yes, it's frivolous. Hallelujah for frivolous. The more frivolous, the better. You pay frivolous. That sounds like delicioso, you know? Yeah, with me, right?
Yes, you did. But you're really in the playground now. You got some fairies hanging around. Like, you're having special communication. I better tune into my divine feminine so I can catch up. Yeah, I'll start talking in tongues. That's why we brothers don't like to play, because we get scared, we get nervous. Make up new words and give yourself new names. I don't know about that. Why don't you be, you can be the president, and I'll be the mother, and you be the father. No, but I want to be the baby. Oh, gosh.
We want to welcome DRC. Hey, DRC, how are you? Glad
well,
to see you in the playground. Yes, indeed.
Let's take a break, and we welcome all of you. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. It's a couple of things. If you are logged in online through Blog Talk Radio, sign in with your Facebook account. That's a gift to us. And because once you sign in,
with your Facebook account. It lets the whole world know that you're playing, that you're having a playful experience with Ambassador Safira. And all the people who are stressed, who can't wait till Friday, are like, that's exactly what I need. So that's a gift to us. But if they say, I can't wait till Friday, say, stop it, stop it. TGIF, thank God I'm free. Come over here and have some fun. And make sure you press one on your keypad, 347-426. 3346 347 426 3346. We are going to take a break. We'll be right back and we'll see what else shows up. And I'm looking for what to do. I'm trying to buy time. I'm not used to co hosting. Yes, I am. There's nothing I can do. What are we doing over here again? We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Ah, the sound of children playing. Something about hearing children laughing and playing has a way of bringing us joy. When was the last time you played? No children, no work, just stopped and took the time to tap into your inner joy. You're never too old to play. Successful people value their playtime. That's why Divine Arts Productions presents PLAY, Purposefully Loving and Appreciating You. A weekend specially designed with you in mind to help tap into the big kid inside. There'll be dancing, music, video games, pool parties, fireworks, and so much more. To register, go to iwillplay.org. That's iwillplay.org. Give yourself the gift of having fun. I will play, and I will see you there.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Yes, indeed. Life Conversations Radio Network does the best hosting on the planet. Chicken soup for the transformation of humanity. Yes, I said it. Thank you very much, Mark Victor Hansen. Ambassador, you ready to take some calls? That's right. That's some chicken soup for the transformation of humanity. We just need to publish that and get royalties and give him some so much, you know.
Yes, don't say it too loud. We have to jump on it pretty quickly. You know how everything resounds, even things that you don't say, you just think.
But you know what's going to happen? If anybody steals that idea, they say, I like it, but somehow I can't quite get into it. It seems like a different vibration because I've already put my spiritual DNA print on that statement. It's just the way it is. I'm not attached. Anyway,
Now, do you want to take some calls? Let's take some calls. You ready for calls, Ambassador?
Yes, indeed.
No. Let's go to Tamara. She wants to play. Hello, Tamara. How are you doing?
Hi, Tamara.
Hello. I'm fine. How are you guys? I like what you're doing here with the whole play thing. I have a question. And
yes.
My life growing up, my childhood was filled with abuse. I was sexually abused by my grandfather, and I was physically abused by my father. So when I hear a lot of conversation about bringing back that childhood and bringing back that sense of play, and for me, that there was no play. There was no wonder. I don't want to be in that. But I truly want to embrace that whole dance of playfulness.
Right. And thank you. I really appreciate your call. Thank you for being brave enough to come on and say that, because usually people like, but no, and never come out and say it. And I do appreciate that, because the thing is this, even though you had that trauma, and it's so deep, the human consciousness and the human mind, in terms of what we go through, there's still a place. It wasn't like, the whole however many minutes that was during that period. Because when you think about minutes, okay, when you think about that period, yeah, you could say it was so-and-so years. But when you break it all the way down to minutes, there was some point where there was that sense of freedom. There was some point where there was something that was there that you could relate to even say that you wanted it. You know, I want to play. You said just now, I want to play. I want to have that feeling. But, what's overshadowing that sense of freedom from childhood, because everybody had it. But where did you quote unquote feel like you lost it, which is during that time? But that doesn't mean that you didn't have something to go by. What was happening was that you were way overshadowed by things that were deemed to be negative. And in this time, thank the Creator that you actually have a moment here in time that you can take moment by moment by moment to now what? Use the antidote to maybe erase those moments. You see, I mean, it's all in how we are actually looking at it and seeing how we're going to take this goodness and mercy that's tracking us down. It's tracking us down. You're here right now. By virtue of you just being here right now means that there's an opportunity to remove that. It's like, okay, you can't erase it from your memory bank, but you surely can put a whole lot of goodness there. When goodness and mercy is in a place, there's no room for pain and sorrow. They just can't occupy the same space. If I'm cracking up laughing, okay, it's pretty much going to be really kind of difficult for me to be angry and hurt and all of these things. So one of the things that this could do for you, if you chose to accept the mission, Creator's wonderful agent, would be to grab hold and go off with this wild ride, girl.
Maybe that's
Come
what
on.
I need is a wild time.
Yes, indeed. And are you in Jacksonville?
No, I'm actually in Phoenix right now, in Arizona.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I was in Jacksonville. I did live in Jacksonville for about a year and a half maybe.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to ask you. I was going to say, well, we're about to try to hit Jacksonville next. But you're out in Phoenix. So, yeah. Well, we've been talking to people in Sedona. So we're going to see what happens out there.
Wonderful.
So thank you for your call. Now, did I answer that question for you?
Yeah, I never really learned how to play. I guess I never really learned how to have fun, because I always had that fear.
Well, let me ask you this. You find you never get to laugh and double over, and your stomach never hurts when you're laughing with your friends or anything like that?
Maybe more now as an adult, as I stay in my own purpose and do different things now. But You know, there's a lot of women that I work with, too, that are in that same situation. And, you know, we just don't know how to do it because you didn't have that role model. You weren't taught how to be free and how to be able just to have fun because you were always looking to see what was going to be coming at you because you just didn't know.
Well, you know, I would love for you and those people to be in one room and with me. I would love it. Because we would have a new, we would get there. We would find that new blueprint that we're talking about here. We would find that anchor, that energy that you, each and every individual person, could find for themselves through playing. And yes, it would be more challenging for one than the other, as life such is. But if you have a willingness to grow, if you have a willingness to go. That's the first step. That's the first step. And but trust me, fun, and like you said, you just said it. You said, since I've been an adult, I've had that doubled over laughter. I've had that, you know, because that is the endorphin release that we're talking about. That's what we're after. We're after that good feeling, that yummy yum, you know. That's what we're after. And
yeah.
And if you eat, you say, yeah.
I'm like, yummy, yeah.
Yes, indeed. So, yes, I would love for you to come to one of the play events or host one in your city. I'll come there.
Beautiful. Well, we'll have to talk more about that then.
Yeah, we'll let's talk more about that because the time is now, you know.
Perfect. All
the time
right.
is
well,
now.
Thank
so thank you,
you
so
much. And good
much.
Luck with your event. Yes.
Oh, absolutely. All of the events. Yes. Thank you very much. I accept for all, in behalf of all the events, I say thank you. Much love to you, Tamara.
Much love to you, too.
All right. Thank you, Tamara. I'm going to do this. I'm coming to Mola Love. I was just having a thought. And I want you guys to hear something here that is just something that someone said about play. You know, sometimes, kind of the time we were saying, sometimes we think we don't know how to play and it's too challenging and we're trying to play. I just want to, I want you to hear what this guy has to say. I intentionally played it. I'm about to didn't know I was going to do that. That was intentional. Just laugh for no reason. All right. Anyway, Mo Love, what say you? How are you doing, my friend?
I'm wonderful. How are you, Ade and Amanda?
Hey, Mo. Hey, Mo.
You know what? I started doing that laughter therapy as well, and I find that it works.
Mm-hmm.
When you feel in a certain way, you laugh, and then you start cracking up. You just start up, and you start feeling better.
Yeah, know when it happens for me is you know, like if something is so crazy, when I say so, you know, it's serious. because I put a W on so. It is so crazy. It is so crazy in your life, and you're going through so much, and you're really traumatized, and everything is really tripping. And then you see it. All of a sudden, that's when, you know, you just start laughing, and you know, and you laugh because it's so crazy, and it's, especially if someone else is in there with you, and they know how crazy it is, too, and y'all start laughing, oh, my goodness. Now, that is freedom.
Yes,
so I know
it
what
is.
You mean.
Yes, it is. And I want to recap what you were saying earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Just about how, you know, all this got started as far as the play retreats and the play and taste and all of that. I just want to say, first of all, I just want to say thank you, Mbasa. I really appreciate you. I feel like you've been a bully in my life, but in a good way. You've been bullying me ever since November, and just bullying me and pushing me to get out of my box. And I appreciate that. Usually I don't appreciate people bullying me. but I do want to thank you for being all up in my life now. And just allowing me to go through my process with everything, all my experiences, and I am so loving to play again. I really appreciate playing. As a matter of fact, I'm down here by Piedmont Park right now, I'm gonna tell you, that was the play for me. Because mm-hmm. when I was a kid, I used to play kickball. I used to play dodgeball. Mm-hmm. That was me. That was me all mm-hmm. day. And it just brought me back. And I was just loving it and being competitive and all that, especially with you, Ade. But I really, 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 really appreciate play in my life. And I need it. I realize how much I need it. And it makes me feel good. And I don't know. It's just making me a better person. And, you know, even though I have my challenges, I'm trying to work through it by laughing and playing and having events. And what's joyous for me is to see other people play. That's one of my things. As I've always wanted to have a retreat as well, which is why me and you linked up with this project, but I love to see people go through their process and come on the other side of healing, you know. Mm-hmm. I just love it. So I just want to say thank you for pushing me and for being a bully.
Thank you. Well, you know, thank you for exposing me as the play love bully, okay? Because I will love you. I will bully and love you up. Yes, I will. And I have no, my name is Mbasa Sofira, and I am the love bully. Yes, I am. I just love to bully you with love.
Exactly.
So now, listen, Mo, you have outed me on the playground.
Well, I have to. So they know who they're messing with. So they know who they're messing with.
Well, this is certainly a good way to start this show, to talk about all the events and all of the experiences that we have had and how it started. And I'm for sure looking forward to the upcoming shows where we just don't know really what is going to happen on the playground, but we do have an idea that we're going to bring our marbles, we're going to bring our jump rope, and whatever else it is that we need to bring to the play experience. So just stay tuned, everybody.
Before you
like
go,
I
you
said,
go.
You can. I'm not, I just want to give them. Uh-huh.
We got
yes.
Celeste.
I have another
call.
Caller.
Yes, you do.
Okay.
Yeah, hold on.
Okay.
Hey, Celeste. Hi, I'll make this really quick. I want to thank
you. You sound familiar. Have I met you somewhere before? You sound very familiar. I don't know what it is.
I believe you have. Hello, Life Coach today. Hello, Abasa. And I want to thank you for starting my weekend early. I have been missing having a place to go on Thursday night, and I don't have to do that anymore. And I want to say thank you, and I appreciate you.
Yay, we can't wait to next week because we're going to create something really great here on the playground. We're willing to talk, speak about just about anything that you want to talk about, anything you want to share about. You want to play a game, you want to sing, you want to, whatever you want to do. Just come and just bring, like I said, bring your marbles, bring your jump rope, bring your taboo game, whatever you want to bring.
Well, you already brought my favorite song because I love Willy Wonka, Pure Imagination. I grew up on that, and I still listen to it, so I'm going to be there, period.
And that song speaks volumes. It speaks volumes from my heart, and so I'm certainly happy to share that. Thank you so much for everything you do in life, Celeste.
My pleasure. I'll see you next week.
Okay. Much love to you.
All right. Yes, 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 Ambassador. It's for you to wrap it up. And I got something I got to play before we end the show because I want to have my fun time. So go ahead.
Okay, well, you go right ahead because I have said and I have meant I am here to represent. Y'all remember that? I said it, I meant it, I'm here to represent it. If you don't want silliness, don't come back.
It's
going to
get
sillier by the week.
And it's going to, as we wrap up this show, it's going to get more serious. So for those of you who are serious, we dedicate this next beautiful clip that's coming up. And anyway, Ambassador, thank you for letting me gate crash in your playground. And,
I appreciate it.
I'm looking forward to what you're going to pull out the hat next week.
Absolutely.
And, well,
absolutely.
Have a wonderful evening. If you listen to the archive, enjoy it and play.
That's right.
Go ahead, Amanda.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And here we go. For those who don't know how to play, who don't want to laugh, who are afraid to laugh, who don't want to be silly, this is for you. This is how we're going to end the show. It's a playful experience. I'm out of here. Ambassador's gone. Peace.
Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio.
Be the change you want to see.